The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today, our ghost stories conversation went insane.
Oh.
It's still going crazy on social media. And as soon as we told our stories, and we had people call in as well, the phones just...
It's a perfect thing to listen to on the spooky holiday.
It is.
Get it right into the season.
Not just that, but there's been a lot of people, Anthony, that said they've had encounters with some kind of paranormal being. If you are a scared person, well, just listen anyway.
Thing we talked about is kids' costumes. The no-nos for kids' costumes.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. Don't dress your kid up as a pot baby. Like marijuana baby.
Anthony did call him Little Bud, and that was funny.
That was funny. He wrote it on Instagram. It has all kinds of likes. And also, of course, our spiritual forecast for the week on this spooky season. Let's begin today's episode. Do you recall that time we talked about my bad habit of keeping dirty little napkins around the house? DJ Automatic has picked my habit up. Happy Halloween! It's Monday! What's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I don't know about that. DJ Automatic.
We do. I'm Anthony. What's up? Yeah, we know about that, dude. You did. Here.
What did I do?
Every time we come into the studio, we wipe down the studio with our little Clorox wipes, and you have gradually more and more every day keep leaving your wipes everywhere.
It's because I like to keep them around in case I spill my coffee. It's not because...
That's the same thing you get mad at your wife about.
I keep mine around case of...
Mine might stay for... we're here for six hours, hours?
Okay. I'm here for those 6-7 hours.
Exactly. But does it get in the trash before I leave?
Yes. I don't want to sit next to your filth, fool. You're like ignoring it. You're double standing to your wife. I really feel bad. Dana, like, I'm on your side now about the dirty napkins at the house. Like, if this is how he's going to be
then fine. What can I do right in the studio, okay? Mm-hmm.
Pick up your napkins, dude.
I can't eat in the studio. I can't
because
clean in the studio.
Cat food.
It's not cat food.
Oh, that's true.
It's tuna.
In a can from a vending machine.
Or chicken. It smells like cat food.
It's delicious. No,
I'm going to defend you on this one. If it comes from a vending machine, I don't think a cat can operate a vending machine.
Exactly. So
it's human food.
What does it barely smell like, though, Anthony?
It smells like catnip. 100%, dude. It's gross. It is nasty. Dude.
And he puts the can next to his dirty little napkin.
Now,
and he wants to complain about my habits.
Of course, this request coming from your wife, there's a little bit more spice on it. I didn't say it was a bad habit or a problem, brother. I'm just saying, yo, don't do it, dog.
Just stay out of your
space.
Just
pick it up, dude.
You know what?
I'm trying to curse this much.
Every person who's listening, who's in a relationship, knows you pick up little habits from your person. You do. It's just something that we all do.
Well, on a lighter note, what are we going to be doing for Halloween here?
We're going to ask what National Day is right now.
Yo, we'll start with National Magic Day.
When I was little, I wanted to grow up and be a magician. I swear.
That explains so much.
Not to get a little morbid, but do you guys know that this day actually honors the great Houdini? Who died on a Halloween day because he challenged a man to punch him in the stomach, and that dude did, and he ruptured his appendix and then died later that night.
And he said to his wife, if there is another world, I will come back, I will find you, and I will let you know. He never came back.
Yeah.
It's Halloween day, too. It's National Halloween, or it's Halloween.
Happy Halloween, buddy. Trick or treat.
Sorry, Dana's story got me really creeped out.
That
was good. It's a good Halloween story.
You know why it creeped me out? Because he didn't come back. I'm like, there's nothing. Scary.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Inside the Fat Club today, we're going to talk about how you can burn calories quick. Get scared out of your mind.
Oh.
It's Halloween Fat Club. How could I not have some ghost stories?
The only thing I'm going to do today is get fat eating candy.
That too.
Dude, man. So I grew up playing on a traveling AAU basketball team.
All right,
and
Anthony.
I had my homie Sam, who him and his family, they lived on a Native American reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And he would tell us about these things called skinwalkers.
Oh.
And so when we're all finally old enough to drive, we're like, we all meet up one night and he's like, all right, I'm going to take you through the old Pueblo where they say that this is the most active area for skinwalkers. And I was like, all right, for those who don't know what a skinwalker is, if somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but for the most part, it's an evil spirit that can take form in mainly animals, but sometimes it can take form in humans too, but it mainly takes over animals.
This is a Native American belief.
Yes,
yeah,
right?
They disguise themselves as different animals, and it could be a bad spirit.
Also, it's kind of type of an omen in a sense too.
Yes,
something evil is coming near your way. So while me and my friends go on a hunt, for these skinwalkers because we're young and dumb.
You went looking for them?
We went looking for them, bro, because I didn't believe in them, dude. Yeah. We drive on to there, bro. Dude, right away, the moment we hear like a little in the bushes, boom, the homie, the last one in, gets a flat tire.
Uh-huh, so, you got skinwalked.
So we just got stuck in the Pueblo, and that's kind of where the story ends, because after that, I said, nope, let's go home. This is it. I believe in y'all right there. But literally the moment we drive onto it, flat tires. Bow, bow, bow.
Don't. I'm trying to think of a scary story that happened to me. I remember one time I only had $5 in my bank account, and that scared the hell out of me.
That's every Thursday.
No, for real, though. I had a friend who passed when I was 18.
That's traumatic, too, at that age.
It was traumatic. And so I don't know what really happened, but I felt like he appeared to me, like almost kind of like the sleep paralysis thing.
You were sleeping, suffering, going through an episode of sleep paralysis?
Yeah, maybe? Where I was like, he was there in the room and I could feel him there, but I didn't know if I was asleep or I was awake or what was going on.
Were you scared?
It did freak me out a little bit, but at the same time, it was kind of comforting because I was, you know, as when somebody passes, especially like all of a sudden, I mean, he passed because of drugs. We weren't expecting it, and it was traumatic. I was
young,
yeah, and he was a lifelong friend, and I was like, man, this is awful, and I was going through it. I felt like it was a way for him to say, hey, man, I'm gonna be okay.
Oh, yeah.
He was comforting you,
yes,
by appearing and saying, I'm still here. You haven't lost me.
That'd have been whack if he had asked you for that $5.
It was about the same time of my life.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so you know, we throw up video. We always tell you to follow us on social media. You get a lot of the behind the scenes. And our videographer, Chris, has been holding because he's like, yo, I've got a story. So, Chris, please tell us about the time you saw a ghost.
I was filming a story. It was the Luz Casino Hotel. This place is haunted, I swear. I got video for it, everything. I was in there. I was with some ghost hunters. And as I was filming the story, this guy was saying, our ghost beepers are going off. We're getting senses that someone's in here. Then it started beeping really loud. Me? I didn't believe it. I was just kind of like, I'm here. I'm not scared. I'm cool. As I'm filming, my light that's attached to my camera gets knocked off. It breaks and my camera shuts off.
No!
Swear.
You know, as you're telling me this story, the hair on my arm stood up?
I even screamed. You could hear me screaming before the camera shuts off.
Oh my God, dude.
So
now,
you were scared after that, huh?
I'm scared. I'm freaking combing
my arm. Nobody was in there. It was just me and one other person. He was nowhere near me.
Now do you believe?
I do.
That ghost said, oh, you don't believe in me? Let me show you what's good.
100%.
Is that the most scared you've ever been in your life?
Nah. I'm more scared than my parents, I'll tell you that right now.
I understand what he's saying, though. When you're frightened, I remember I had an experience recently. My uncle who raised me, my Uncle Frankie, passed away very suddenly. As you described, Automatic, earlier with your friend who died suddenly. But my uncle died in a violent situation, right? He was an alcoholic. The way my grandmother feared he was going to pass, he did. He fell asleep with a cigarette. And he burned to death. And it has been so difficult for me to accept. So anyway, fast forward, I lost my wallet. Man, I called a state, my ID's gone, canceled our credit cards, did all this stuff. And it was just like weird. I was so upset about losing the wallet. And at night, he kept coming to me, trying to talk to me while I'm asleep. Every time I'd fall into deep sleep, he'd appear. I was like, what's going on? And I would wake up and say, stop. Because I was just dreaming, right? I'm just dreaming. Over and over again. And I finally just let it happen. And he said, your wallet's in the closet inside the pink bag in the back.
3:30 in the morning, Dana pops up.
I sat up.
And straight. For some reason, I wake up at the exact same time.
And I said, I know where my wallet is. And Otto said, what do you mean? I get up, walk out like if I'm wide awake, into the closet, open the pink bag. There's my wallet.
Damn, dude. I've been sick if Automatic's $5 was in there.
That $5 was spent long before that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Halloween is right around the corner, and we're all trying to think of creative costumes for our kiddos. The list we're going to give you are no-nos, but if you do it, you might win money. Okay, we're not co-signing. I'm just telling you. And yes, of course, I have the pictures. You can go to @DanaCortez.
You buy win money. Instagram. You mean like taking your kids to a Halloween costume contest?
Oh yeah, you gonna win with these. But well, it's risque. It's risque.
Might,
it's not.
You might lose custody of your children too.
And might just make the whole event awkward.
The parents' court.
All right, let's get it started. So the number 5 costume that I found that I thought, geez, this dad right here, he is a Jack Daniels bottle and his kid is a pack of cigarettes.
Ooh.
No. Mm,
he had me up until no the cigarettes.
Tobacco. Yeah, exactly. No to tobacco.
Yeah, dude. Say if you're raised by your dad, your father, your childhood is really surrounded by Jack Daniels. So that's not that bad. That's a pack of cigarettes. That's not
shocking. Well, usually the Jack and cigarettes go together, though. No, no,
should have
no.
been Coca-Cola. Should have been a Coca-Cola bottle.
If you bet a Coca-Cola, they might win the costume contest.
That would have been very rated PG-13.
In my neighborhood, it would have been Crown and Coke. But anyway. All right, number four. Somebody dressed their baby as a pot plant.
Hey, it's legal most places now.
No.
Oh, you mean like cannabis?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought you
meant
marijuana.
Like I thought you meant like a pot. Like he was the pot.
Like and a little
the
flower.
Was a plant. That would have been cute, right?
Cute.
He's like a little marijuana leaf.
He's a little marijuana plant.
My little bud.
The little bud got me.
You like that, didn't you? All right. Number three. There's a baby dressed as a Hooters girl.
Oh,
no.
That's not bad, dude.
I saw the picture.
It's a t-shirt. It's not bad. But
Can we refrain
from having children dressed as anything remotely sexy? Come
but
on.
Being seriously, a Hooter, working for Hooters and being a Hooters girl is not a bad career choice by any means. That's
I just don't want a baby.
I get that. But like, let's not just dog out Hooters.
I love Hooters women.
And we know women who've started off, you know, bartending or waiting there and they've worked their way up to management and it's a good company.
Oh, that's for sure.
Don't be talking bad about Hooters women.
I didn't say anything bad about them.
To put your infant in a Hooters suit is not a good idea.
Just try to stay away from that kind of costume for kids. Number two, the no-no costume for a child. There's a little boy dressed as a condom.
They would have used one. He wouldn't be here.
Whoa. So he's just like kind of like a ghost with a shower curtain instead of like a ghost.
No, he's got like an actual
Trojan pack.
Oh.
It's unopened.
Because his dad didn't open it.
And the number one no-no costume for your children that actually might win you money. There is a video that has gone viral. It's a little girl. She's dressed in a BBL recovery outfit. She has a padded booty.
Okay, yeah.
She's wearing a compression garment. She's hooked up to an IV. It's awful.
She wanted to be dressed like her mama. That's what she wanted to do.
Well, her mom's right next to her, yes.
Yeah, this is the one
I thought it was Kim K inspired.
This is the one I do have a problem with, though. I think, like, you're promoting this to your child and letting them know that it's okay to get this cosmetic surgery.
Does this kid even know what's happening, though? Anthony, she might be three. She's just wandering around with IV on her. And
subconsciously,
like,
she's going to grow up and know what was going on, though, bro. Like, that. I think of all the outfits, this is probably the worst. I would be the condom
wrapper.
That's
why it's number one.
Yeah, this is horrible.
You want to go watch it? Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's your sign with Sir Marty? It's that time.
Hey, Sir Marty.
Hey, Marty, how you feeling on this Halloween?
Excited. I feel energized. It's my day.
Yes, me too.
I was going to say, are you feeling extra spirity?
I feel all of my powers rise today.
Okay. So before we get our spiritual forecast on this Halloween day, let's go ahead and take care of our listener. Hi, begin with your sign.
My sign is Gemini. My name is Melissa. My date of birth is June 12th. And my question is, am I going to get a house by the beginning or end of next year?
Wow, that's quite the question. What is your answer? Are you able to answer something that specific?
Yeah, I am, actually. And I don't see her actually doing it next year. And the reason for that is because Spirit is saying she's not focusing 100% on this. And I know that life happens and her attention has to go elsewhere, but I really do feel in order for her to achieve this, she has to put a lot more focus on it.
Let's
instead
go.
Of focusing and having her energy go in different directions. I feel like this is something she needs to do first. Mm-hmm. Handle some business in her life first, and then this will happen for her.
Okay.
I love when the spirits ask us to step up.
Like
the spirits are giving her like a motivational speech in the locker room.
It's like a little pat on the butt.
Focus in, lock in, let's go.
She said it's going to happen.
Yes.
Just get your ducks in a row, girl. Ducks
lock
in a row. Now it's our spiritual forecast this Halloween day. What's going on?
Obviously, it's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everyone. And then we have tomorrow and on Wednesday, we celebrate Dia de los Muertos, the ancestors. So Spirit is asking us to really focus on giving and offering of ourselves to the spiritual world. And not in the way that a lot of people kind of interpret it. This is about connecting to yourself more. And if you do want to meditate or if you do want to burn a candle and say a little prayer for the ancestors, I do feel that the energy is really heightened and really favorable for that. A lot of people burn candles to ask for things. This time, burn one to be grateful and to give to them. That's what the energy is this week.
I love burning my candles.
I do have a question, Sir Marty. In regards to the candles, does it matter what kind of candles? I have these Febreze apple cinnamon scents.
What?
I just want to make sure. that those vibe with the... I, like, do we need spiritual candles? Do I need to go buy a spiritual candle?
No,
or?
No. You can burn, like you just said, you have an apple one. Apple is centered of the heart. Any type of aroma, it heightens everything. So, yes, you're good.
It makes sense. Makes sense. Anthony's very sensitive.
Yeah, it was. Well, no, it was actually center of the aisle at Family Dollar. So that's why I bought it. So that's...
Well, if you're gonna burn stuff, what if you burn some other, like some green stuff and it has smell?
Oh, we're not talking about that automatic.
Yeah. You know what? Tobacco and any other herbs that you burn, whatever you know your prerogative is, go ahead and do that. you know, that way you can engage more with the ancestors, you know?
There you go. And
live in your consciousness.
All right, what's your sign? We do it every week at this time. If you would like to connect with Mari here on the radio, call us or send me a voice message like our listener did at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Begin with your sign, first name, date of birth, no year, and in your question. And of course, as usual, follow Seer Mari on Instagram at Illis Divinity. She's got gems every single day. Mama, we love you. Thank you so much and happy Halloween.
Love you guys. Happy Halloween.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nobody ever wants to see a couple split. And Giselle and Tom Brady are done officially. I'll break everything down. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. Famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We got Rob Schneider, Vanilla Ice, J.I.D., and Willow Smith celebrating a birthday.
All right, so I want to talk about Lil Baby, one of the biggest rappers in the game right now. He said he was hanging out with Drake one night. Drake likes to gamble. We all see that. He said, before I knew it, I was down $600,000.
Damn, son.
And I know Lil Baby's got money, but he don't have Drake money. That's
$600,000 is a huge loss for anybody. I don't care who you are.
Bill Gates is laughing at you right now. $600,000 is like $5 to him.
I'm just excited Bill Gates knows who Lil Baby is. That's kudos to him, dog. There you go, Bill.
All right, now let's talk about Rihanna. New music, you know, from her was a gift. We hadn't heard anything on her own in 6 years since Auntie. Now, Lift Me Up is her new single. It's going to be featured on the Black Panther Wakanda Forever soundtrack. It is a tribute to Chadwick Boseman. I knew it was going to be soft. I didn't think it was going to make me cry. It's beautiful, but I just get so emotional when I hear it.
Before
and
it dropped,
agrees.
I said it's going to be in the conversation of See You Again. I don't think since
you
See You Again,
that,
we haven't had a song like this. And now at this point, we just need to make Rihanna an Avenger.
It's a good song, but it's not See You Again good. Sorry. Mm.
But it brings out the type of emotions, though.
Yes, I think that's what Anthony's alluding to, and I agree. Speaking of emotions, Giselle and Tom Brady are officially legally single. Giselle did file paperwork last week. Tom Brady didn't contest. His lawyer said, okay, and it's over. And I'm sad. I don't like to see couples split, especially when there's kids involved. And I don't care if it's, you know, a personal friend or a Hollywood star. It's just you want people to make it.
What if Giselle just gets spiteful and she really does start dating Antonio Brown?
Put that on.
That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's Halloween inside the Dana Cortez Show. But did you know that it's also National Knock Knock Joke Day? So DJ Automatic, knock knock.
Who's there?
Which?
Which who?
I'm going to tell you right after we do this intro. Hello, you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of Dana Cortez Show. Happy Halloween, you ghouls and goblins. I love Halloween, dude.
Oh.
But yes, to continue with this knock knock joke on National Knock Knock Joke Day. DJ Automatic, knock knock.
Who's there?
The witch.
Which who?
Which one of you stole my broomstick? Ha ha, dude, come on.
You can't start with some lame stuff like that.
That was not lame, dude. Which one of you stole my broomstick?
That was, I mean, of all the Halloween jokes, that was the best one you could come up with.
Oh, damn, dude. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Ivana.
Ivana who?
Ivana, suck your blood. Ha ha! That's a knee slapper if you ask me, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Yeah, kindergarten.
I felt kind of weird saying I'm going to suck your blood straight to your face like that.
I never
told you
to suck anything.
Yeah, I don't want everyone to do that again. We should have not done that at all. But you want to get a little creepy? You want to do a little ghost stories?
Let's do it.
Ooh, Automatic, have you ever had a ghost encounter, my friend?
I have had some encounters, but I'm going to tell you about an encounter my mother had.
Ooh.
So my mom was in Mexico City.
My ghost just moaned.
Don't talk about my mom and moan, okay? All right. My mom's in Mexico City. She's in bed. And you know where your sleep paralysis story reminded me of this.
Oh, sleep paralysis. We're talking about sleep paralysis earlier with Sierra Mati. Yes.
Yes. And she said that some kind of like black demon or something was hovering over her body and she couldn't move. And she kept saying the Our Father over and over and over. And then she was finally released from the energy that was surrounding her. But yeah, it was when my mom tells it's a little more scary. But at the
That's pretty scary. Now you got my arm hairs are standing up. I gotta comb them real fast, dude. That's pretty. I'm pretty scared. I'm rubbing my arm hairs right now. I hate talking about this story, but there is one time. And this is for all people around the country. If you ever find yourself in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Not the real Vegas.
The one in New Mexico. There's one there. There's a place called Plaza Hotel.
Oh, I've heard about this place.
Yes, dude. And it's haunted by two ghosts, right? One of the early bar owners. His name is Brian T. Mills. And he haunts room 310 and the bar where you'll see a cigar burning sometimes. He's a friendly ghost. But me, Anthony A., I was staying in room 210. And I go to sleep, and I'll never forget. I fell asleep. I had SportsCenter on. I had my little Jack and Jill bathroom situation. So you know how you have like the light where you wash your hands and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was off. The bathroom light where like the toilet and the shower was, that was on. So I remember falling asleep. I remember just getting a cold feeling, and it kind of smelling like a musky perfume scent, like a grandma perfume scent. And I swear, bro, I open my eyes and I see this lady in pink just hovering over my bed, bro. And like, just like a movie, I did the whole like squint, like what, like shook to my bones. I just wiped my eyes away and it's off. The TV isn't showing SportsCenter. It's just static. And the lights are switched. The one in the bathroom is off and the other one is on, dog. I was, oh my God, bro.
I was like, the whole time I was trying to think of like a bad hooker joke to say you should have paid her more to go away. But
so I literally stood up. I remember staying awake for 4 hours. I didn't want to Google nothing. I didn't want to ask anything. In the morning I wake up and I'm like, hey, like I felt, you know, a weird presence in my room and got cold last night. And that's when the hotel lobby person was just like, yeah, that's his wife. Anytime there's a man staying in room 210, she comes looking for him because he was always working in room 310.
Nope.
And I was like, damn.
I was thinking she might have been looking for you to put out. Oh.
Maybe she would want to suck my blood. Get out there. Have a good Halloween. The Dana Cortez Show appreciates you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.